And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The tombs broke open and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. It had been 33 years since the nighttime sky over Bethlehem had been turned into day, and the glory of the Lord shone around the shepherds. And it had been 3 hours now since that was reversed and nighttime fell at noon. When Christ was born, God came to be with us, Emmanuel. But at the end of those 3 hours of darkness, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? 3 hours of eerie darkness. I wonder if anyone was reminded of the prophet Joel, who so many years before had spoken of the sun being turned to darkness before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. What a day. It's been said that if you want to know what will happen on Judgment Day, all you have to do is look at Calvary. Sin condemned, sin punished, an intercessor speaking up for sinners. Father, forgive them. Or as John puts it, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. And when he died, that tremendous curtain in the temple, which blocked access to the mercy seat of God, was torn in two from the top to the bottom. Now the angels, whose golden wings overshadowed the Ark of the Covenant, could be seen, and access to God's tender mercy was secured for humanity through the doing and dying of Jesus Christ. So also will he come again with all his holy ones. No more to fear or grief I bow. God and the angels love me now. When Jesus gave up his spirit, the earth was shaken to its very foundation. The mighty rocks were torn apart. So also on the judgment day, the things that look the most secure and stable will be shaken. The heavens will disappear with a roar, Peter says. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and all that is in it will be laid bare. When Jesus comes again, all that are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. And when Jesus died, the tombs broke open and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. What was going on? What but a foretaste of the fruits of his suffering and death? He was pierced for our transgressions. They can no longer be held against us. He was crushed for our iniquities. They can no longer hold us sinners in our graves. His punishment brought us peace. His wounds healed ours. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. When Jesus hung on the cross, the world was wrapped in darkness. But when Jesus died, the first rays of eternity's dawn began to break through the gloom. The temple where God and his people met was radically changed. The earth shuddered and gave evidence that its creator had paid the ultimate price. And from now on, all creation would stand on tiptoe, waiting in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. New life was given to those in the grave, a sample of the new life Jesus had won for you and for me. So in the midst of thick darkness, the cross still stands like an arrow pointing to heaven. And when it is finished, heaven's morning breaks and earth's empty shadows flee. In life and death, the Lord abides with you and me. Stanza 8.
Hold thou thy cross before my closing.